Judge Conklin?
I'm present, thank you.
Judge Clark?
I'm here.
Judge Getty? Judge Kalmakarian?
Here.
Judge Kelly?
Here.
Judge Siebert? Ms. Stathinky?
Here.
Mr. Kim? Ms. LeVere?
Here.
Mr. Riley? Mr. Slayton?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi? And Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, here.
Thank you.
All right. And also from staff, there's Lotko and there's Rose with us. Thank you very much. And Rebecca is joining us just to share her wisdom and smiling face with us. We always appreciate that. We have a few matters to address. The first would be approving the minutes from our June 18th FMS subcommittee meeting. Those have been provided to members, and assuming you've had a chance to review those briefly, I would invite a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion, Judge Kalmakarian.
Second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Great, thank you for that. I'll deem any objection to that or abstentions? Hearing none, I'll deem the motions unanimously approved. Rose, last time we chatted, you confirmed that there were no written public comments received for today's meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct, Judge.
All right. So that'll get us to our first and only action item of the day. That is the 2024-2025 Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Pilot Program. It's a pro rata, distribution proposal for mid-cycle allocations. To page 5 of your materials, Laura Brown from the Center for Families, Children in the Courts is with us. And I'm going to turn it right over to Laura for her presentation. Laura?
Thank you, Judge Conklin, and good afternoon, everyone. Since 2011, the Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Program has awarded grants to pilot projects that are partnerships between legal aid organizations and superior courts that provide legal representation and assistance to low-income Californians in certain civil matters of critical issues that affect basic human needs. The program started with 7 projects, and we are now at 14 as we have made a concerted effort to communicate with eligible legal aid providers about grant cycles and opportunities to apply for awards. Over the years, the legislature increased revenue to the program that has outpaced expenditures. This has led to the program having a reserve of about $23 million. Recognizing the current unmet need for legal aid services, in April 2024, the Shriver Committee approved a one-time distribution of up to $5 million in program reserves to existing projects on a pro rata basis, according to their grant amounts for the 23-26 grant cycle. The committee decided to focus on existing projects rather than opening applications for new projects due to time constraints and staff capacity. Existing projects have been vetted and approved by the council, and the funds can make an immediate impact if utilized by existing projects compared to new projects that take time to launch. Existing projects were asked to submit proposals and revised budgets to describe how they would use their pro rata distributions. 11 of the 14 projects submitted million. The Shriver Committee approved all proposals. 3 projects did not submit proposals, and 1 project requested less than their pro rata amount. The remaining $1.4 million that was not requested would be held in reserve for the 26-29 grant cycle. Attachment A to the report for this item has a table that shows the approved grant awards for the 23-26 grant cycle, the pro rata amounts based on those awards, the amounts requested by the projects, and the revised 23-26 grant awards inclusive of the pro rata distribution. So the Shriver Committee would like to recommend that the Funding Methodology Subcommittee approve the methodology to distribute $3.6 million to existing projects on a pro rata basis, according to their grant amounts for the 23-26 grant cycle, and to allow the projects to spend these funds during fiscal years 24-25 and 25-26, which are the last 2 years of the current grant cycle.
You're on mute.
My clock was chiming. So Laura, thanks so much. As I understand your summary, we are changing from to a pro rata distribution rather than an as requested methodology. At the same time, however, all the requests that were made are being granted in the full amount on a pro rata basis. So while we're changing the allocation methodology, we are still able to honor all the requests. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks so much. Are there any questions for Laura about the change in methodology or anything else related to the Shriver distribution? And I will note, by the way, that we've been joined by Mr. Riley's joined us, that Judge Siebert has joined us, and Mr. Taniguchi has joined us. So they're now all part of the meeting. Hearing no questions for Ms. Brown, is there a motion to approve the recommended pro rata distribution methodology for the Shriver grant funding?
Judge Clark, I'll make that recommendation, or I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Judge Clark.
Yamasaki seconds.
I thought I heard David first, so I'll give it to him. Moved and seconded that we approve the recommended methodology. Now that it's open for discussion, any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the motion? And hearing no opposition to the motion, I will deem it unanimously approved. That does take care of our action items. I do want to move to a different item very briefly. As you all know, every September, the chief makes new appointments to all of our advisory committees, including TICBAC. Those are decisions appropriately and effectively made by the chief. They are routine and are not intended to reflect anybody's importance or lack of importance. It's just routine movements through the committees. And with that, we are sorry to lose Judge Siebert and Mr. Kim and Ms. Levere from our committee. You guys have been more than effective. We've always appreciated your participation with us. Your comments have made us more effective. I don't see Mr. Kim. Did he end up joining us? I don't see him with us. But Judge Siebert's here and Ms. Levere is here. You two have always been very aware of everything going on. Your questions have been effective and helpful. And I just, on behalf of Rebecca and myself, we just wanted to thank you very much for your participation in TICBAC. Many of these rotations come again, so please don't hesitate to make yourselves available in the future. I think Rebecca and I will be short-lived in the future as well. So things people come and people go, but they're always appreciated.
All right. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed working with all of you. Yep. Appreciate it.
As have we. And Krista, you're muted, but thanks very much for everything you do for us as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Judge. Appreciate it.
And we'll, again, I encourage you two to stay active. We'll look forward to seeing you in the future.
Judge Conklin?
Pardon me?
If I might just get, I don't want to miss an opportunity to just give a, however brief, a budget update.
Thanks.
Whether it's organized or not, I think it's as best as I can let folks know what's going on. So last Tuesday, all our budget change proposals were submitted to the Department of Finance. And it just as a reminder, the CPI was included, the underfunded courts, those are important priorities for us as far as trial court items. And while we haven't had absolute conversations with the Department of Finance at the staff level, we are working on, that issue that Shelley has raised when the budget was signed about the up to 7.95. And I think while, we make no promises about what the administration will ultimately do, We are having those conversations about budget reductions that were made already in this budget as it relates to 97, not future prospective budget reductions, but where we are with things. That was what the Department of Finance had committed to in terms of understanding impacts. And I know that the data gathering that will be starting in earnest here shortly will be important information to convey to the administration, the Department of Finance, about what are the impacts of the reductions as they've been proposed and allocated at this point. And hopeful that we can get some movement on that, not just this year, but also prospectively.
Great, Zlatko. I appreciate that. And that obviously will impact us because FMS is very concerned with and active in deciding how to allocate whatever happens in the budget for the future years. So thanks very much for that. And I thank everybody for their help as we move through this. We always are able to effectively tackle this and put on your boots because we're going to be at it again very soon.
Indeed.
With that, anything else for the good of the order? Rose, when is our next, do we have a next FMS meeting scheduled?
We don't currently have any further meetings for 2024, but the 2025 schedule will be finalized next month in October.
And with that will come our change in our membership. So while we're thanking the new folks, the folks that just passed through us, we'll be welcoming new members at our next meeting. So hearing no other comments and seeing a bunch of busy people who probably want to get to lunch and future work, thanks all very much for your help today. Chad, we're glad there's no smoke in your building. And everybody else, if you're near the fires, especially in LA, boy, our thoughts and prayers are with you because we know those are some tough ones. So hang in there. All right. Thanks, everybody, very much. Be safe and enjoy your day. And I'll say as we started, go Dodgers. We'll know more soon.
Thanks.
You guys take care. Thanks.